Hello, this is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 2056, recorded on Thursday, the 18th of April, 2019. Hello, I'm Paddy Watkins, and I'm joined by
Ian Robertson.
Today, we have the usual news items about the city and some letters to the evening news, and also a feature on the history of the United Reformed Church in Prince's Street. Before we start, we will mention that at the end of this edition, you will find this month's magazine, Let's Talk. You'll hear about why Angie Kennedy is getting excited. Take a trip down memory lane with reminiscences of Man Edgerton and Giles the cartoonist. Let your taste buds get to work and sympathise with Neil Haverson when he gets locked in his own sitting room.
Now we'll get on with our first batch of news items. We are told that according to a survey carried out by the Times newspaper, three Norfolk locations are among the best places to live in England. Couple that with the fact that our coastal waters are rated excellent and the sunny Easter weekend forecast, and you have a fairly rosy picture of our county. But first, a news report telling us of an event which will already have happened by the time you receive this: a peal of bells in solidarity with the French following the devastating fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Clock towers across Norwich and Norfolk will toll their bells on Thursday evening to mark Monday's devastating fire at Notre Dame. At 7 p.m, the sound of bells will fill the county for 7 minutes to show solidarity with the French people in response to a call from the Archbishops of Canterbury and York. The historic cathedral was saved with just half an hour to spare earlier this week. The flames were finally extinguished after 8 hours, and prosecutors in Paris have launched a criminal investigation into the cause. Although much of the place of worship was destroyed, the main structure was saved. Public prosecutor Remy Heats said the fire at the 850-year-old building was probably the result of an accident, and there was no sign it was started deliberately. French President Emmanuel Macron vowed to restore it to its former glory within 5 years.
Three locations in Norfolk have made a highly regarded list of the best places to live in the UK. Norwich, Aylsham and Blakeney feature on the Sunday Times Best Places to Live list for 2019 as three of 10 standout locations in the east of England. Aylsham and Blakeney's place on the list is credited to Northern Norfolk, with the latter being picked out for its stunning coastal scenery and lively community. The fine city of Norwich also appeared on last year's list, along with the South Norfolk market town of Wyndham, where it was described as a firm fixture due to its compact size and arty urban cool. Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk, a buzzy cultural hub, was named as the overall best place to live in the east of England. The supplement assesses a wide range of factors from employment, schools and broadband speed to culture, community spirit and local shops, in order to compile the definitive top locations to live. It uses statistics, including up-to-date house prices, plus the knowledge of the Sunday Times expert panel.
Two-thirds of the region's waters have been rated as excellent by the Environment Agency. Coastal water from Cromer to Great Yarmouth has been given the top score, leaving swimmers with a choice between a stroll along the pier or a portion of market chips after a dip. The findings published by the agency show that 12 out of 18 bathing spots across Norfolk and Waveney have been classified as excellent, the cleanest rating. The classifications are based on readings taken over the last 4 bathing seasons, from 2015 to 2018. Across the borough of Great Yarmouth, all 6 of its inshore waters in Hemsby, Caister, Great Yarmouth and Hopton were rated as excellent. In North Norfolk, 5 of its 6 spots have been awarded the cleanest rating, with Wells rated as sufficient, the minimum standard. Great Yarmouth Borough Council Community Protection Manager Jason Williams said, "As Norfolk's top coastal resort, thousands of people will flock to our beautiful coastline this Easter holidays, and our excellent bathing water quality is just another reason to choose Great Yarmouth Borough for your seaside break."
Barbecues at the ready. It looks like it's going to be a sunny Easter weekend. After a chilly start to spring, a stretch of warm weather is just around the corner, with the forecast for the Long Bank holiday predicting sunshine and blue skies. Norwich-based forecaster WeatherQuest said, "Right through the bank holiday weekend, it should be dry and fairly sunny, with not much cloud. There may be a little more cloud on Monday, but it's still looking fairly warm, with temperatures around 20 to 22 Celsius." With the BBC weather forecast expecting highs of 19 degrees for Ibiza over the weekend, inland Norfolk looks set to be hotter than the Spanish party island, just in time for a few extra days off work. WeatherQuest said that the temperatures nearer the coast were set to be cooler, staying closer to 15 or 16 degrees, but overall it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend.
A beauty spot straddling 2 parts of a Norfolk town has been spared from development by a planning inspector. Campaigners had feared that a bid to build 83 homes on the Tud Valley between New Cossey and Old Cossey could be revived on appeal. However, there will be sighs of relief from those who fought the scheme, as Katrina Kozerski's appeal was dismissed by planning inspector David Spencer. The scheme called for the homes to be built on land north of Farmland Road, which also included a public boardwalk and 27 affordable homes. But after hearing evidence from the developer, South Norfolk Council and campaigners, Mr. Spencer dismissed the appeal, meaning the council's refusal stands.